Gibberish.
Humbug.
Baloney.
Malarkey.
Ribber.
Mumber jumber.
Bunkum.
It's the Latin program starring Dan Grubb. Friends, if you're anything like me, you hate poltergeists. You've tried cursing them, bargaining with them, even moving your home from off the Indian burial ground. But those stubborn ghosts just won't leave you alone. Sounds like you need Latin. Latin is the preferred poltergeist disposal solution of 4 out of 5 exorcists. Just spout out some random Latin phrases, and you can watch them disappear in seconds. Kick out your unwanted guests today with Latin. Tonight's episode, The Bored Emperor! It was winter in the 19th year of Emperor Aomen's reign, and deep in his mind he was reeling from an unfortunate pain. 'Twas a pain of privilege which the toiling masses might find untoward. The Emperor, you see, suffered from an acute case of being bored.
Say, Barnaby.
Yes, your most regally wondrous.
There's nothing to do. We've defeated all our enemies. There's no traitors or spies to hang. The gods are all caught up on sacrifices for 3 months. I'm bored.
Would you like me to regale your most astonishing grace with a few knock-knock jokes?
Ugh, no. You might as well send for my wise men.
Yes, your most superfluously terrificness. Will you please grace yourselves in the presence of his deliriously high and holy?
Whoopee!
My 3 wise men, I would partake of your insight as I am wretchedly bored out of my demigodly skull. Can your combined brilliance conjure up some jolly jest, jape, or jamusement to hold my fanciest of all fancies?
Why, yes!
My lord is so clever, my lord is so wise.
His brains overflow and they leak out his eyes.
There's only one hobby for genius so great.
Your royal highness should give a try at debate.
Ah, debate. Wonderful. Yes, I'll take to it right away. Thank you dearly, my wise men.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, shucks. Quite nothing.
And, of course, if I'm not amused, I will have you executed.
The 3 wise men searched the whole empire to find the subject whose debate skills they didst require. They found a fanboy who bullies not with sword, but with word. And thus they brought to his glorious magnificence Glenn the Nerd.
My liege, I have answered your beckon as the Dark Knight answers his cloud-born signal. What would you have of me, sire?
I wish to have a debate. I have been told it is something of a specialty of yours.
Oh, your highness flatters me. Yes, I enjoy a verbal joust from time to time. On what subject would you like to spar?
Oh, I don't know. Something trivial. Tell me, which of our storied heroes do you think would win in a fight? Arachno the Spider God? Or the Blue Torchbearer, whose magic ring can create anything?
Well, naturally, it depends on which incarnation of the Blue Torchbearer we're speaking of. While Arachno would have no difficulty defeating the boy Rhaenerys, Hal Jordan, or Jonathan the Steward, would be more experienced and thus a more challenging foe.
I suppose Hal Jordan is the most common incarnation. Let us suppose it were he.
If he possessed by the demon of fear, which plagued him for much of his officially licensed continuity and was invented by the scribes of DC as an explanation for his lashing out and wiping out the coastal city he called home?
I guess not.
Excellent! With that settled, we must simply decide whether we're talking about the classic Arachno of the Silver Age, the clone Arachno of our youth, or the multiracial Arachno of a parallel universe, as well as whether he's in his usual garb or in a black costume that's secretly a monstrous creature from another world. Do you have a whiteboard handy? I'm gonna need to diagram a few things.
God.
Your Highness? Are you okay?
Wise man!
Yes, your fundamentally superiorness?
Our debate is concluded.
Wonderful! I hope you found it amusing.
I should like to know to whom I shall give the credit for this endeavor.
It was me, your highness!
Ah, splendid. Then you shall accompany Glenn the Nerd forevermore, as long as he resides in my palace as chief entertainment.
Oh, thank you, most divine ruler of the earth, sky, and universe!
Guards, will you please take Glenn and his escort, my wise man, to be executed?
Aye, sir.
Wait!
No, you can't do this!
I'm sorry, you can't do this!
A most tedious exercise debate. I hope you two have something better in mind to cure my boredom-induced delirium.
We have your most admired marvel. If minor details you would like to avoid,
you're better with an idiot instead of annoyed.
Annoyed?
Taking on an idiot advisor, we hope,
will cheer you up, so we suggest you hire a dope.
An idiot advisor, huh? Do you really think that would be fun?
Oh, yes, sire. Think of all the funny misunderstandings you could have.
Yes, he could mispronounce words or not know how to perform the simplest of tasks. It'd be delightful.
Well, all right. But if I'm not thrilled with the way this dummy louses up my most powerful of daily schedules, I'm going to be angry. And an angry emperor is a bloodthirsty emperor.
And so the emperor did send for a lummix. And to the palace such a moronic buffoon didst come-mix. Let us observe them now and see if the wise men were right. Will the idiot be a blessing or a blight?
Now, Horace, this will be where you'll be working. The incoming mail will go here, and once you're done with it, you put it here. Got it?
Yeah, your regalty.
You've got a phone there, and Janet will get you set up with your paperwork, okay?
Okay, your leisurely.
Well, there you go, get started.
What?
The phone. Answer the phone.
Oh, well, yeah, obviously. Okay. Hello?
That's the stapler.
Whoopsie-doo. Hello?
That's the tape dispenser.
Hello?
Memo pad.
Hello?
Typewriter.
Hello?
That's the stapler again.
Hello?
Put me down! Wise man!
Yes, your most awe-inspiring Miss Speckled Dawn?
Who thought up the idiot?
Do you, like him?
He was all that you promised. A true waste of a perfectly good cranium.
It was me. I did it.
Excellent. Thank you. Guards, kill him and the idiot.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's happening?
Hello, wise man.
Hi.
Nice day, isn't it?
I suppose so, yes.
Good. That's good. Say, do you have any ideas for a fun way for a bored emperor to spend his time?
It can be anything. Anything at all. As long as it won't drive me crazy. A game. A craft. A hobby. A sport.
Sport! I know a sport!
Do you? Terrific. What's the name of the sport? Is it competitive paint drying? Self-inflicted darts? A best of 9,000 staring contest with the mirror?
It's golf! Golf!
Golf. And what, pray tell, is golf? No, no. Stop that. Nope, none of that. Just tell me what golf is.
It's a game where you hit a little ball with an assortment of bent sticks, and you try to get it in a hole that's very far away.
I see. And people do this for fun, do they?
Oh, yes, quite a lot of people. It's very popular.
And you know what will happen if I hate it. That's right. I shall make your swallowing much easier with the removal of your neck. Let's go play golf. You can carry my bent sticks for me.
Thank you, your most merciful and benevolent miracle of all history.
And so the Emperor gave golf a try, and he thought it was very hokey. It did not thrill him whether he got an eagle, birdie, or bogey. He was, in fact, even more bored when the 18 holes were done. So he took the wise man to the guillotine and finally got a hole in one. The end.
This has been the Latin program starring Dan Grove. Don't forget to use Latin, the all-purpose language with 1,001 uses. Inscribe your tomb. Set up traps for those who seek the Holy Grail. Write lyrics for your heavy metal band. You can facere quicquam with Latin.